Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about that are on my mind, just the two of us. I want to talk about how you, small business owners, recently saved America's job-creating bacon. If you've read my column in the past, you know that I consider the only positive to accrue to the Main Street economy during what I call the lost decade between 2007 and 2016. The only thing that good came out of that decade, lost decade, is the unprecedented financial strengthening of America's small business sectors. If you survived the lost decade, then you became financially stronger. There was almost no chance that anything else could happen. You either got stronger or you didn't make it. Make no mistake, the lost decade, which was created by three avoidable disasters, the Great Recession, which was over in 2009, the 2008 financial crisis, which we're still paying for, and Washington's anti-business policies that came out of that place from 2009 to 2016, they were anti-business, no question. All that was devastating. All of that was devastating to the small business sector. Millions of small firms were wiped out when these three calamities converged to create the economic equivalent of a perfect storm. But the small firms that survived, those of you who survived, the ones that somehow weathered the insidious new normal, remember that term, the new normal, which meant, slow growth and I remember that Washington almost acted like they were proud of that, the new normal. It wasn't anything to be proud of as far as I'm concerned. But those of you who weathered that insidious new normal, that defined that period, you became stronger from your devotion to these two specific practices. First, you learned how to operate leaner and more efficiently than you or I ever thought possible. And two, you deleveraged. You got out of debt. I did too. To support my analysis, consider the responses from a recent poll of my small business audience. Many of you took this poll. When we asked the audience about their financial ability to withstand an economic downturn, what is your financial ability to withstand an economic downturn? 55% reported that they could hold on for a year, possibly two, while another 28% allowed that they would be okay for 6 to 12 months. Well, folks, to the uninitiated, these numbers might not sound great, but I'm telling you, for the small business, for America's small business cohort, that's where you've been ignominiously synonymous with the term undercapitalized. I've said that for years. Small business and undercapitalized is redundant. That response, 55% 1 to 2 years and 28 up to 12 months. That response was unprecedented. It was. I've never seen any kind of response like that. The financial strength like that. And the reason for this positive shift is the two management practices that I just mentioned, which have become more fundamental to 21st century business sustainability than ever before. Backing up my own polling results is the sector's gold standard survey for almost a half century. The NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. You've heard me report on this every month. During the last 2.5 years, the index's legendary steward, our favorite, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, has reported that even in this rapidly expanding economy, small businesses still aren't availing themselves of their historic prime source of growth capital, bank loans. The reason, which I pointed out earlier, is small businesses are increasingly growing organically, funded by the fruits of their own discipline, retained earnings, and operating efficiencies. When you retain earnings and you operate more efficiently, you don't have to borrow money to grow, and that makes you stronger. Consider this, my friends. The GDP of our $21 trillion economy, that's where we are right now, about $21 trillion economy, the largest in the world. Our GDP in that size economy has been growing at 3% a year. 3% a year. That's a huge number. Banks are almost begging small businesses to borrow money, and no living business owner has ever seen lower interest rates than we have right now. And yet, crickets. That, my friends, is the deleveraging sound of a fundamentally, financially strong small business sector. And yet, from the national business media's nattering nabobs, breathlessly obsessed with every split-second ticker twitch of Wall Street, reporting on this important, unprecedented, major business shift, what's happening to small businesses, sounds like crickets. Nothing. Which brings us to the third year of the economic good times that we're having in 2019, and the inevitable, how long can this last, hysteria emanating from the nabobs. The correct answer comes from Main Street, where businesses are planted in the ground, nowhere to hide, and they see no fundamental reason the Main Street economy has to dip into a recession in the foreseeable future. How long can this last? We say quite a while, actually, because we're stronger than ever before. Even when the inevitable technical recession, which is two consecutive negative GDP quarters, even when the inevitable technical recession does occur, and it will one day, barring another 2008 world-class Wall Street fiasco or the catastrophic election of a bunch of socialists, my money will be on the resilience of America's small business owners. Those heroes will not only weather the storm with their operational sails trimmed and financial hatches battened down, but their own oak sturdiness will serve as a solid foundation to help other economic sectors, especially consumers, recover more quickly. Folks, here's the bombshell news. When the U.S. economy was reporting only 20,000 jobs created in the new year by everybody, that same month, small businesses were breaking records for hiring. How about that? And yet, the media did not report that. It was crickets all over again. Folks, small businesses are not being represented in the media. The good news that's coming out of small business on Main Street is barely, every once in a while, they'll interview Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, barely recognizing small business sectors. You've got, if you want to really know what's going on in the economy, you can't just listen to the reporting of the business media. You also have to listen to the reports of what's happening on Main Street. And it's good news, even in 2019. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.